1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel confirms the identity of another dead hostage as Vice President Vance arrives to help shore up the fragile ceasefire with Hamas. CBS's Rami Innocencio.
The living hostages who were freed Monday met Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. They said they were confident the rest of the hostages that remain still in Gaza would be brought home.
Senate Republicans set to meet with President Trump on this 21st day of a federal government shutdown. Majority Leader John Thune.
For the sake of the American people, let's hope that there are some Democrat senators who will eventually put the needs of their constituents over the demands of their far-left base and work with Republicans.
CBS News has learned a pardoned Capitol rioter has been charged with threatening to kill a top Democrat in Washington. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
According to local police in New York, he texted threats to murder House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries this weekend and was arrested ahead of a Jeffries event in New York City.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that its job support programs aren't receiving any federal funding during the ongoing government shutdown. According to agency officials, about 75% of their budget comes from federal sources. They're using carryover federal dollars and some state funding to keep their programs running for now. But without additional federal funding, some workforce initiatives could shut down. Officials are also expressing concern about agricultural workers obtaining visas for next year. Recently released Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction data shows over 70% of public school districts in the state will receive less general school aid this year. According to the data, an additional $350 million of general aid will also go to voucher schools this year for an estimated total of over $700 million. In a press conference on Thursday, State Senator Jeff Smith said the data was a harsh reality check for public school districts, showing that the state legislature did not view them as a top priority. Gas prices fell 6.7 cents over the last week for an average across the state of 2.61. This is over 28 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and more than 32 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Notably, the national average has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time since 2020. Officials at GasBuddy say COVID was the primary driver of low prices at that time. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said OPEC Plus deserves much of the credit for the current trend of lower prices. They've steadily raised oil production for much of 2025. Barring any major disruptions, gas prices are likely to stay under $3 for much of the next few months. Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.47 to $2.59 per gallon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Breezy and colder today with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. High temperatures only in the upper 40s. For tonight, those scattered showers to continue. Look for lows in the upper 30s. Still breezy, wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Right now, it's 42.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, banker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Let's start the show. Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here, joined by our head producer around these parts at WFHR, Laura.
Hi.
Hope you all are having a great start to the morning. Thanks for joining us to the best listeners in radio.
That's you.
We got some great stuff lined up for you, everybody. Where is there a turkey shortage? We will discuss.
Okay.
Got to get into that.
Okay.
We will get into that one. We've also got the top 10 Halloween activities we'll take part in this month.
Oh, thank goodness.
That should be a fun one. I will be able to figure out something to do with myself. I'm just going to take all this list.
Yeah, we're going to plan.
Check them all off at this list. We also got, of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to doing some celebrating with y'all. After that, we will get into some entertainment news in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to talk a little Stranger Things, a little Sigourney Weaver.
Cool.
And I have the best witch movies of all time.
Yes.
That is lined up. That I came across this morning. That was not, like, planned.
Good find.
Just kind of came up this
good
morning. We'll get into some other fun stuff. I got a good study that I wanted to get into that I actually did. I wanted to do last week, but I wanted to do some homework over the weekend.
Sure.
A study that found eating vegetables could genuinely make you happier.
All right.
I am doing this to earn points with my mother.
When are you going to eat the vegetables, though?
Moving on. We've also got some other fun stories. Get into our schedule. Got some great events going on in our area we want to talk about as far as Halloween and some other great stuff as well. But speaking of good friends of ours, Laura, I want to send a shout out to our good friend Pat and the gang at Up North News.
Sure.
Do some great work. Encourage you to sign up for their newsletter, Up North News. You can go there, upnorthnews.com, to find out more. UpNorthNewsWI.com to sign up for the newsletter and
that's
more.
That's the one.
We appreciate Pat. It was fun hanging out with him when they were here for
our open
house.
Yeah, it was really cool
house.
That he stopped by for that. It was really, really cool.
I love history. I like learning about things, and I particularly love the closer to, I'll admit, the closer to me, the more I get interested, like a lot of us and everything. So when it comes to Wisconsin stories or history, I'm all in. I'm locked in and everything.
Yeah, you've got to find an avenue that relates you to it. I get that.
And this is a safe place, right? We're all friends here. This is safe. You can admit things. Yeah, not going to make fun of me too much for it. I mean, please, go ahead and make fun of me. Yeah, I mean, you got a little. That's content. You got to take advantage of it.
I mean.
So I was today's years old, when I found out that Plymouth, Wisconsin is considered the cheese capital of the world. Not just Wisconsin, but of the world. Now, I didn't know it was even the capital of Wisconsin, but it is considered the cheese capital of the world. And I learned that from Up North News. I did not know that.
And now he knows.
It feels like something that a lot of Wisconsinites already knew. I'm very late to this party.
I'm
trying to be nice, and I appreciate that, but please, it's understandable that
listen, it's not like Plymouth is a huge town, and it's not like if you're not heading there, you didn't go there, and plus, there's a million thousand really great cheese shops across the state. And maybe they're selling cheese from Plymouth, but I'm getting it from my local cheese shop. I get why you don't know.
According to Cheese Counter, Plymouth provides about 14% of the total cheese consumed in the United States.
Fantastic.
14%.
That is pretty amazing. Lot.
Also home to New Year's Eve Cheese Drop, their annual event over there.
Great.
And a wonderful little small town. I don't know that I've been through Plymouth or
that's,
not.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hadn't thought about that part of it until you said it. But Up North News has a great article, 11 Things to Do in Plymouth, the cheese capital of the world.
Bring it
world,
on.
World. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Sign up for that newsletter.
Absolutely.
On over there. You can get
I'm signed up.
You can get lunch at the Cheese Counter and Dairy Heritage Center. That sounds great. That sounds really good. I really feel foolish that I did not know, not only know that, but that I haven't been to Plymouth. I gotta get over there. I gotta check
you
that
need
out.
To take a cheese tour, James.
Now thankfully I don't have to fly to get to Plymouth.
No, you don't.
But if you gotta fly somewhere, especially between now and Thanksgiving, pretty much today is the day to look for those tickets. If you a travel report from Google found that the best prices for Thanksgiving plane tickets tend to be 35 days before you want to travel.
Okay.
So
a little over a month.
Yeah. So now, if you want to go for Thanksgiving. But yes, even in general, if you're just planning an odd day or whatever, 35...
About a month plus a week.
I've always heard a month. You know? So
I've always heard a month, too, but they're saying add a week to it? Sure.
Sure. Yeah, it can't hurt.
Right.
So Thanksgiving is 37 days off, and you're probably not looking to fly on the day itself, although...
Right. Maybe.
Either way, now is a good time to start looking if you didn't do it already. The good news is you can still get a decent price up to 24 days before you fly. So if you need to wait another week or two, you should be okay. If you're kind of waiting, that could be tough if you're waiting on plans. You're waiting on the other party to get back to you or something like that. The bad news is those might not be the only tickets you're buying in the next few weeks.
Okay.
The best time to book tickets for Christmas is 51 days out.
Oof. Oh, so that one's even, yeah, I suppose.
Wow, yeah. Busiest traveling day of the year, isn't
well,
it?
And that is that, that's what? That's a month plus 2 weeks?
Yeah, so 51 days. So
3 weeks?
Yeah, I'd say
2 weeks?
I'd say that.
Somewhere
yeah.
like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to travel on a busy holiday, like on a plane on a busy holiday?
Ooh. I don't remember exactly what date. I know when I flew back to Wisconsin from Maryland, back when I made that move back, that was right around Christmas, and it was crazy busy, and it was just me and the three girls. Mm. That was an adventure.
Man, you and my sister traveled from Madison to Florida with her two boys, just her and her two boys, when they were like 4 and 3. Like, you guys
I don't
are
recommend
warriors.
It.
You guys are warriors.
I do not recommend it.
I can't even take myself flying and count
on me. One of them was a newborn. Danny was, yeah.
It's incredible.
It was awesome. Not a great time.
I don't think that I've ever really traveled during a busy time, but I did when I moved out to California. I did happen to, it just worked out this way that I ended up there when they had their avocado festival.
Ooh.
And that was pretty big. Like, it was pretty crazy. It was pretty busy and everything, and I had no idea.
I could check out an avocado festival, sure.
Will's telling me, like, you sure you don't want to leave, like, a week later or a week before or whatever? I'm like, I already had my tickets. I didn't really think about it or anything. And yeah, it wasn't that bad, but if that was difficult for me, I can't imagine, like, Christmas or some of the bigger holidays.
Because it was. I want to say it was maybe the week before Christmas or something like that. Like, it was close.
According to the number of articles that I have looked at, the busiest travel days are typically around Thanksgiving and the Sunday after, though the all-time record for a single day was set on July 7th, 2024, after the 4th of July holiday. So,
all right.
And I think that's going to vary going forward. I don't know that it's like I just assumed Christmas, but I forget Christmas. A lot of people are staying home.
Yeah.
A lot of people, or at least at the very, you know,
or going back home, I guess, would be the traveling that's happening.
Car traveling, like a lot of that during Christmas, but not so much. Thanksgiving is the one that we'll take a plane for. We do that kind of traveling for.
Sure.
Just in general, not obviously. It's a case by case thing, of course. November 4th is 51 days from Christmas, but again, you're probably not trying to fly on Christmas Day, so the time that the most people around November 1st is where they're saying if you got to fly around Christmas.
Okay.
I love traveling. I love seeing my family. I miss them quite a bit. I don't get to see nearly enough of my family. And I'm going to get to this Friday. Looking forward to it. Of course, as a program reminder, Seth and Laura are going to be running the show on Friday for you.
Yeah, we are.
so much. Like the inmate,
I mean, yep.
Here's the thing. You guys have nothing to rebel against. The inmates are already running the asylum.
We get to do whatever we want.
I mean,
It's going to be awesome. And by that, I mean it's going to be a perfectly normal show, just without James.
Yeah. Which I think that everybody needs a break from me. Everybody could use it. I'm really looking forward to seeing my family and everything and traveling. But I do notice that as I've gotten older, it's... I want to travel. I want to see the world. I want to get out and about. But man, I don't want any more fuss than I need to. Like maybe I've always been this way, but I feel like as a kid or even in a young 20-year-old or something, if somebody said, "Hey, do you want to go?" Yes. Like, it didn't matter where they were saying or anything like that.
Yeah,
whether
I'm down.
It was a
let's
car
go.
Ride. It was a plane. Let's go. I'm doing. Now it's kind of like, well.
Right.
I have follow-up questions. I don't know if I like that. I don't know that that's not one of the things that people warn me about getting older.
Yeah, that's just maturity, my friend.
I guess. If you are going to travel for a holiday too, here's another part of it that I've been and this is actually coming from a number of my younger listeners or younger students, a couple of listeners probably here or there might agree. The idea of holidays that you get to do something, like you and whether it's you, your core tribe, your core family, or it's just you. And
so, you get to get away.
Yeah. There's more people doing that. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to spend for Thanksgiving. Maybe they're there Thanksgiving Eve, if you will, or the day after or whatever.
Sure.
But the day of, they end up doing something with their friends or that Friendsgiving, like those things.
Yep.
That's becoming a bigger thing.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
I think it's interesting, just like we've talked about with Halloween, how that's changed so much from when
it has.
Our generation.
It has, yeah.
I think it's, to me, maybe I'm just settling here. I don't know. But okay. I think that it's great that we're still doing these things, that they've been able to adapt.
Yeah.
That we're not just like, hey, remember when we used to celebrate that holiday?
Well, because that's the trick, right? It's adapting with the times. It's making it still remain relevant enough to be important. If it matters to you, that's what you're going to want to do. And so that's what's happening.
I don't know. I'm sure that all holidays have evolved and changed in some way.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know, when I think about like Christmas as a kid and Christmas now, I don't know that that one's changed that much. I think that Christmas is pretty standard
the
way it's been.
I really don't know how much it's changed for me either.
Yeah, when it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Kind of.
It's worked as itself for quite some time, so it's doing pretty good. Do you have to travel this at one of these holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, anything like that? Everybody, let us know and share your... share with your misery with us, if you will, or what you enjoy about it. Maybe you haven't gotten to see family in a long time and you're finally going to get to.
Well, and you know, road trips aren't always bad.
No, road trips are awesome. Let us know. Call up and join the conversation with anything we're talking about, and certainly your birthdays and anniversaries. Well, I'll come back with more of that and the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Lauren James on the Morning Show at WFHR.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is going to scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads west to take on the Oregon Ducks. Our coverage begins at 4.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Looking pressured and sacked.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by The Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Breezy and colder today with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. High temperatures only in the upper 40s. For tonight, those scattered showers to continue. Look for lows in the upper 30s. Still breezy, wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Right now, it's 42.
Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once. And when you're dead, you're done. So let the good time roll.
Welcome back, everybody. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club time. We hope you're having a good start to your day out there, and we encourage you to celebrate and start your day with our friends at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Head on over there, everybody. Buy local, support local. They're open for the week.
They are!
And they got some great specials over there.
They do. Let me suggest the Easter omelet, a three-egg ham and cheese omelet with potato or fruit and toast or pancakes. Add avocado for $2. Or... might I interest you in the ham, steak, and eggs? Generous slice of hand-cut ham with two eggs, potato or fruit, and toast or pancakes. Eh?
This sounds really good.
Those are just the two breakfast items on the special. There are four items on the specials list, and you can check it out if you head to El Cafe today.
My mom, I became popular with my friends because my mom would make chocolate chip pancakes, and apparently their moms didn't or whatever. The blueberry pancakes sounds I want to try
blueberry pancakes.
It sounds really good. I don't know if I've thought of that before.
Oh, I love blueberry pancakes. Blueberries, when you put them in a pancake, they kind of pop. And then you end up with just this little bit of delicious, syrupy blueberry-ness where the blueberry once stood.
I'm doing that.
It's good stuff.
I am doing that.
Head to El Cafe and have breakfast for us.
I'm going
to
toast some pancakes, too. I'm going to do that, too.
I accidentally said toaster pancakes during the break.
Sounded really good. So does their homemade chili. They've got some of that over at El Cafe. Check that out as well. And, not only some of the best food you're going to have in the area, everybody, but they do some of the really fun things. And on Saturday, October 25th, they got story time with our good friend Kathy McGrath.
Love Kathy McGrath.
Calling all ghosts, goblins, princesses, and toads. They're going to have some fun with that one. Be sure to make plans to head over there for that.
Plus, pie.
Yes, pie.
So much pie. The best pie in the area.
We mentioned pie, Seth.
Pie.
See, we got points with Seth there.
Pie points.
Get us your birthdays and anniversaries as well, everybody. We love to celebrate with you. Email us info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages and call on up.
715-424-2600 if you would like to speak to James and I. But if you'd prefer to speak with Pam and we can't blame you, that would be 715-424-1300.
Yeah, do it. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Taking a look at our list here, Laura, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. Boom, boom, boom. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Civic Media's own Todd Alba.
Oh, happy birthday, Todd. We love Todd.
Todd's awesome.
He's come to visit a couple of times for the last two open houses he came. Plus another time, too, he came with Trig V. Olson from the Lincoln Project. We love Todd around here. He's good people.
Early on with the company of Civic Media, there were a handful of people and a handful of names that reached out and we talked to right away and immediately wanted to build a pipeline, a connection and everything. Todd was one of the earlier people to do that. And he really loves this area, really cares about it. And man, whatever you think of Todd or like or dislike or anything like that, man, he loves this state. He is really passionate about the people of this state. Yep. And it's one of those things where you hear him on the air and he's exactly the same off.
He's genuinely that guy. Sure to text in during Todd Alba's show from 2 to 4 today on WFHR and wish him a happy birthday.
Yes, please embarrass him, everybody. I don't know if I'll see or talk to Todd today, so make sure to do it for us, everyone, please. Mm-hmm. And happy birthday, man. Happy birthday, Todd.
Yeah.
We wish a happy birthday also to Tim Fitz.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Enjoy your day, Tim. Hope it's a great one for you. Mm-hmm. And to our qualifier today, a very happy birthday to Jim Nguyen.
Happy birthday, Jim. Congratulations.
Enjoy the day, sir. Got a fine name on you. Enjoy that day.
It's a strong name.
Have a great day, Jim. Enjoy it. And we take a look at our local our celebrities list. Who do they share their birthdays and anniversaries with? Doja Cat is 30.
That's true. She is.
Kane Brown is 32.
Oh, okay.
We were talking a little bit about this on the Sunrise Show.
I thought he was younger for some reason. I guess 32 is young, but I thought he was even younger than that.
Yeah. great singer, songwriter. Yeah. One of those. He's got a couple of records already in his early career.
That's true.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Glenn Powell is 37.
Oh, wow. What a face on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Currently, it's like they molded him for movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. He's currently Chad Powers. He's got the new Running Man remake that's coming out next month. He was in Top Gun Maverick. I've only seen him in a couple of things, but I was a little hesitant because we've been so desperate for action stars and leading men that to the point where we will not let Liam Neeson retire.
Yeah, like, it's too bad. We like him, but
he's got a particular set of skills.
He does.
And we just complete using him for them, where we're not creating new action stars. The fact that Glenn Powell is 37, which is kind of old in the action game,
but by now's standards, he's the it guy
right now.
Great stuff.
And he's good and pretty humble. Pretty got his feet on the ground.
He seems like a decent dude.
I still haven't seen Top Gun Maverick, which Terry is yelling at me for. I know that he's got some other things, but I saw him in Twisters. Mm-hmm. He was good.
I've heard nothing but good things about Twisters.
I liked him. Yeah. I liked him in that. I kind of want to see that Running Man remake. I have to admit.
I can't blame you. I really can't.
He's good. Let's see. Kim Kardashian is 45.
Okay, sure.
I will. She's got a new show coming out and everything, and I really don't like her as an actor. I'm not a fan by any means.
I don't get the bit. I really don't. But
same. But I think that especially at her birthday, I think it's fair to say, because we all would want somebody to do this about us too.
Sure.
She is actually a good attorney.
She's good attorney. She's been doing a very good job getting people who were unjustly convicted out of prison. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you gotta give due where it is, and really picking up the reins of her father and a lot of that.
That's
kind of
really, really neat.
Him in that way. Yeah. I don't think any of us saw this coming.
Right, and for everything else that it's worth, I mean, yeah, her kids are spoiled because she's rich, but like other than that, she seems to be a pretty decent mom.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's worth noting.
Yes. Yes.
It's a big part of who she is.
I think it's the fairest way, and something we all want us to do.
Yeah.
Especially on her birthday. I mean,
listen, you can have whatever problems with me you'd like, but you can't say I'm a bad mom.
Yeah. See? Right? True. It's very true.
And I'm not going to do it to Kim Kardashian either.
Yeah. Charlotte Caffey is 72. Go-Go's guitarist.
Yes, I love her.
And a songwriter. In fact, she is the one, I believe, the single song credit for We Got the Beat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just all
Charlotte. I love the Go-Go's. My mom grew up in SoCal, and one of the bands that I was raised on and was told, no, this is really the cool thing. I promise, this isn't pop. This is the cool thing. These are the punk kids. I love the Go-Go's, and happy birthday.
They're one of the more groundbreaking bands of generation, any generation.
Yeah, yeah. Really. Well, and wasn't it, I think it was during,
I wanted to say my
was
generation,
it during
but
Green Day's set at Coachella,
yes.
They brought them up. Oh, it was such a cool thing. If you can look it up on the YouTube and watch it, you should. It's such a cool performance.
It was really good, and there's been a rise of them streaming, like more and more people are finding their music. In fact, they had to like put a bunch, like there was some of their music that wasn't on Spotify, so they had to put it on there because people were demanding it. Ooh. And stuff, so
that's, I better cool go digging
see. That's cool to see.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I do want to spend we got to send a shout out to the queen of daytime TV.
Sure.
Oprah was that for quite some time.
Sure.
I don't know, even as popular and as big as Oprah Winfrey was,
sure,
I don't know if she's as big as this lady is here, Judge Judy.
Oh, you know what?
Judge Judy Sheridan is 83 today.
I would hear that argument.
I think it's an interesting debate, like who's like at their peak,
because it's such
bigger?
A different thing, but also like, yeah.
She's, well, for one, she's easily the most highest paid person in daytime TV. That woman
she's
has
spectacular.
Been incredibly smart.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that she has an agent. I'm pretty
sure
she's
a cool lady.
Would you need an agent if you were Judge Judy?
No, she's Judge Judy.
Like, there is only a handful of people, literally a handful of people in this world that, like, can get me to, like, not make eye contact, to look down. Like,
oh, I'm terrified of Judge Judy.
Like, Grace Jones. Like, my mom.
Sure.
Like, there's a couple. Judge Judy's on that list.
Absolutely.
I could be completely innocent, and I would probably feel guilty in front of that woman.
Absolutely.
And
you would probably be right.
There is, yes. It's kind of hard to imagine right now, but outside of like the People's Court and a couple of those judge shows, the People's Court did well, but they never really did that good.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Judy's show was so good that they've got like 18 different judge shows now that are on daytime TV that are playing and everything because of the popularity of her show.
Mm-hmm.
And not for nothing, my dad watches it, and I'll catch little bits and pieces when I show up or anything. I don't ever usually get this, but when she's like digging in on like somebody,
there's a little joy in it.
I'm all in on it.
There's a little bit of, yeah.
I don't necessarily like myself for it, but I can't help it. I do admit that I kind of like when she's digging.
Is she an anti-hero?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Is Judge Judy an anti-hero?
She's, whatever she is, she's great.
And she's good at it.
And yeah, she is. I think that you can make the argument. She's certainly
the
current.
What she's doing.
She's certainly the current queen of daytime TV, but she may be the greatest. Like, I don't know. She may be bigger than
Oprah. It's revolutionary because it wasn't always, these court shows weren't always popular or good.
Oprah again.
Not that I'm saying this is top tier, you know, high quality entertainment.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But like, you know, it's daytime TV.
Man for Man is 85. Blinded by the Light. Do Wah Diddy. Plenty of the Manfred and his Earth Band. Manfred Mann and his Earth Band played. Mm-hmm. And as far as people no longer with us, we put the spotlight on the great, the legend, Carrie Fisher, born on this day in 1956. I know Laura, if not your favorite, one of your favorite actors.
She's just one of my favorite people. She was she was well beyond what is reasonably funny. And I loved her humor. I loved the way that she looked at the world. I hated what she had to get through to get to that point. But oh my God, she was just, I loved Carrie Fisher.
There's a lot of great things that she talked about in her book.
Yeah, a great writer.
A lot
really
of great
funny,
moments.
Very loving, a good mom.
Obviously, Princess Leia is the role that most of us know her from. But for me, whenever I think of Carrie Fisher, literally the first thought I have is the Blues Brothers and her cameo in that. And
I think of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
It's another great cameo. Another great one. Interestingly, so she was in the movie Scream 3.
Yeah.
She had a cameo in that. She wrote the cameo.
Oh,
like
fantastic.
What you see, that was Carrie Fisher's writing. Her one daughter, Billie Lord, and her got to work together, and it was it was a really important moment. It was really cool that they got that, especially before Carrie passed. But as much as it meant to them, Debbie Reynolds, Carrie's mom, is the one that actually got a really big, gigantic, like
she
little kid
loved
for
it.
A lot
of great stuff. Yeah,
Carrie Fisher thought she was a terrible actress. She would go out of her way. There's one thing of self-deprecating. There's another of where she just thought she was bad. Like she did not understand why she got cast and stuff. And she was constantly trying to prove to herself as much to anybody else that she, you know, she belonged there. She deserved it. But it speaks to a lot of the issues she had because I don't know anybody that's ever said that Carrie Fisher was a bad actor.
No,
I thought she was very good.
Imposter syndrome is a heck of a thing.
It's interesting, you know? And just one other thing that I wanted to mention, and because I'm a big fan too, and I read her book and stuff. I don't know that this is well known, and I wanted to make sure I get this story right. Carrie Fisher, her life was saved by Dan Aykroyd. And she almost married him because of it.
Great.
So Fisher starred in the Blues Brothers with Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi.
Sure.
Belushi set her up with Aykroyd, whom she calls Danny, by the way. She's never called him Dan. After a Brussels sprout-related mishap, the two ended up engaged. Quote, I almost choked on some kind of vegetable that I shouldn't have been eating. Brussels sprouts, Fisher explained. So he had to give me the Heimlich maneuver. He saved my life. And then he asked me to marry him. And I thought, wow, what if that happens again? I should probably marry him.
God, I love her so much.
Quote, when I was going to have the first kissing scene with John, he went around and set singing My Best Friend's Girl to it.
And they
couldn't get through the scene because every time they get really close, he would start, My Best Friend's Girl. He'd start singing it and they'd have to cut. So just some really fun stories about,
great.
I don't know, one of the, I think, the more fun actors of time.
Well, and then the other cameo that she wrote was when she went on 30 Rock.
Yes, which is my...
It's such a... Like, we can't not mention it, right?
It's my favorite of her work, in part because I know how much it meant to Tina Fey. That was Tina's, like, big idol and stuff in many, many ways.
Hey, and, like, same. I get it.
And what's interesting, you don't always see the dynamic there where it meant as much to Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
And how much it meant to her to do it and stuff. And it's hilarious.
It's
so darn funny.
It's so funny.
If you never watch 30 Rock and that's all you watch is Carrie Fisher's cameo,
right?
Like you're gonna get a good taste of that show. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. We're talking about a turkey shortage. We're talking turkey when we come back. The morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's Free Speech Week in Wisconsin Rapids. Mayor Matt Zacher proclaims the week of October 20th through the 26th to be Free Speech Week. According to the proclamation, the First Amendment states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances.
Free Speech Week is a national, annual, nonpartisan, commemorative event to raise awareness of the importance of free speech and a free press in the United States. Some Southwood parks will be closing at the end of October. Southwood County and Northwood County Park campgrounds will close for the season on October 31st. The newest park in the system, Sarah Park, is already closed for the season. Dexter County Park Campground will remain open until December 1st. Camping will only be available in the second and third loops and must be reserved prior to arrival. Dump stations and potable water will remain available until October 31st and then will be weather-dependent until the campground closes in December. Other areas in the park system are available to rent throughout the year. These include the ATV Intensive Use Area, NEPCO Lake County Park, and the South Park Storm Shelter Building. You can reserve these through the online reservation system at woodcountywi.gov. A three-part parent cafe series is starting this week in Wisconsin Rapids. Wood County Human Services is offering the structured supportive gathering for parents and caregivers. It's an opportunity to build relationships, share experiences, and work to strengthen families. The first date is October 22nd from 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. at McMillan Library. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The future for Luke Fickell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks Saturday night in Eugene. The Badgers are 2-5, losing 5 games in a row. Luke Fickell was asked if he knows yet if he'll be back next year at Wisconsin.
No, I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. I've never asked the question. It's not something that I can dwell upon. It's not something that I can't tell you that it's not something that doesn't you don't think about.
Chris McIntosh, the Badgers athletic director, releasing a statement saying Wisconsin remains supporting Fickell in his role as the head football coach. NFL. The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh Sunday night. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie on what he was most proud of in their win over Arizona.
You know, that's what we've been talking about since the start of the season. You know, just finishing throughout the entire week. That's what we emphasized, and, you know, we got the opt to finish, and we did it.
That's linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. At this past weekend's box office, horror was king. Not a huge surprise with Halloween right around the corner, but give some credit to good reviews and a solid sequel as Black Phone 2 landed at number 1 with $26.2 million at the gate. The original Black Phone also had decent reviews and opened with about $23 million at the box office. Coming in second place was last week's winner, Tron Aris, which pulled in about $11 million. Good Fortune came in at number 3 in its first week of release with pretty good reviews for this comedy that brought in just over $6 million. One Battle After Another brought in $4 million in its fourth week in theaters for a total haul of about $62 million domestically. Action comedy True Story Roofman brought in $3.5 million in its second week. According to Variety, despite Black Phone 2's impressive weekend, the results were a bit lackluster. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After serving less than 4 months of a 7-year sentence, disgraced New York Congressman George Santos had his sentence commuted by President Donald Trump on October 17th. Santos had pleaded guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft in August 2024. Shortly after the newly elected congressman took office, inconsistencies surfaced about Santos's resume and financial dealings. The FBI, IRS, and the U.S. Attorney's Office investigated, and in May 2023, leveled 13 charges of wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying on U.S. House financial forms. More charges of identity theft and credit card fraud followed in October 2023. After a plea deal, Santos pleaded guilty on reduced charges, was forced to pay restitution, and began serving an 87-month sentence in July 2025. U.S. Attorney John Durham said at the time, "Today, George Santos was finally held accountable for the mountain of lies, theft, and fraud he perpetrated." October 13th, Santos published an open letter to Trump in the South Shore Press, saying, quote, "I am asking for fairness, for the chance to rebuild." In commuting his sentence on Friday, Trump wrote, "George Santos was somewhat of a rogue, but there are many rogues throughout our country that aren't forced to serve 7 years in prison." We've linked the Santos letter at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Why is
it that President Trump cares more about bailing out Argentinian farmers than he does about Wisconsin soybean farmers? We'll explain the connection.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on playmakers, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Breezy and colder today with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. High temperatures only in the upper 40s. For tonight, those scattered showers to continue. Look for lows in the upper 30s. Still breezy, wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Right now, it's 42.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Believe it or not, we're only about a month away from Thanksgiving, as we were talking about and everything. And there is a bit of bad news circulating.
Oh, dear.
According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, America's turkey flock has decreased to the smallest size in 40 years.
Ooh.
It's partially due to another resurgence in bird flu cases, also reduced production.
Yeah, that's production. What I figured. Yeah.
Turkey prices are about 40% higher than they were just last year.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there aren't any signs that it will ease up in the next 5 weeks.
No.
According to the USDA data, wholesale turkeys prices are expected to increase to $1.32 per pound. That's up 94 cents a pound wholesale from last year. And there's expected to be 4.8 billion pounds of production, which is down 5%. So the good news is, if you're willing to pony up, there will be turkey on the shelves. Both Butterball and National Turkey Federation say that there will be enough frozen turkeys for Thanksgiving. There should be no shortage of turkey, but supply could tighten for fresh or specific size birds, as we always hear. That's not that new. And I want to send a shout out to our friends at Family Natural Foods, who always do a lot with this as far as turkeys for people and stuff. So something to keep in mind on. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about that with them over the next month or so.
Yeah.
But this is something that I think is a little eye-opening, but it's another reminder of how where we are financially as a country. And whether you have a two-income household or you have a one-income household or you have a barely any income household, it's tough. And
yeah.
Food.
No, while, it's true.
While food prices rise for whatever the reasons might be, some completely out of our hands and some in our hands.
Right.
We are not seeing a rise in wages.
Right. Well, and the other thing that kind of wasn't mentioned, I'm willing to bet that the food for turkeys is just more expensive right now. Based on the fact that like everything is more expensive. So it's not even just that there are fewer turkeys, it's also more expensive to feed them. Like it's gonna be expensive for a while, guys. I don't know what else to say to you.
I don't know the way this normally changes, and you can look at the history of this. This isn't an opinion, everybody. This is based on business economics. You raise wages. And when you raise wages, you end up seeing a bit of an evening out to these things.
Right. When we have more money to spend on things, we can, you know, cough up the extra money and get a real nice turkey.
I've done my homework on this for over 10 years. I've been watching and paying attention to this topic and everything, specifically here in Wisconsin, where the minimum wage has not risen. Anybody who's listened to us for 5 minutes, you've heard me ramble about this.
Yeah.
Because it's important.
Yeah.
Because it matters.
It is.
Because you cannot rely on business to pay people what they're worth. You have to have, this is where the government needs to do their job,
and
why politicians cannot afford to take one day off, let alone have a government shutdown going on. None of us get to shut down.
No.
Our day-to-day lives don't cut down. And they're still getting paid.
They're still getting paid.
Hey, electric company, the government's on shutdown, so I can't pay you.
Right.
I'm not working right now because I'm on shutdown too. What if we all did that?
Right. We're going to lose anyone who's on any kind of state or government aid. You're very likely to lose it by the end of this month. And meanwhile, the people in Congress who are in charge of whether or not the government is shut down, they're still getting paid.
What happens if we come into work today? You, me, Seth, Pam, everybody's here right now.
Right.
We come in and we're not working. We're on a shutdown. We believe we should get paid more,
right,
or we believe we should have a bigger water cooler, or whatever it is, we have a shutdown. What happens to us?
We get fired.
We get fired. Right. We're out of here.
Like,
next
that's
man
the
up.
Thing.
We're gone. Like, why do we put up with this?
Yeah.
Every single politician.
Every fiscal year, we have this.
Every single politician that is in office right now does not have my vote. I don't care who you are. If you are a part of this shutdown, you have lost me. You got to get me back. I'm not saying you can't, but you got to earn me back. Because right now, y'all look lazy and cowardly.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them do, to me. Just right. My opinion. If you are letting your constituents down this badly to where it has gotten to a shutdown,
right,
that you are all little kids in a sandbox that cannot get along, none of you deserve the job.
Well, and what
none of you deserve the job, and every single one of you should be replaced. And please remember this when election season comes
absolutely
around, everybody, because we seem to forget.
Right. Because the place we need to build to from here is we need to see who is going to come out and actually make the changes that will fix these things. And that is who we support moving forward. If we're going to endure this, then that's what we need to expect from our politicians.
And let me save some time here to anybody that was going, any politicians that we're going to reach out, and certainly any that we get to talk to. I've already said this to Krug and Teston on air and off air. Don't come at me with, but that side.
Nope. Because,
but that side did it.
Nope.
No, it wasn't me. It was that side.
Right.
I am so sick and tired of the way we put up with this from politicians.
Mm-hmm.
We ask them a question and their first answer is, but the other side.
Right.
I don't care about the other side.
We're
I don't
looking
care
for
what
policy
they're doing.
Answers.
Make it happen. Get it to work. That's
tell
the
us,
job.
Yeah, tell us what you're going to do and how you're going to do it so that it will actually help us.
We put up with way too much from these people and act like they're the only ones that can do the job.
Right.
Anybody can do that job. Yeah. Anybody can. They used to say this all the time about writing. Oh, you put 20 monkeys in with typewriters in a room, they're going to write Shakespeare.
Right. But how's that working for ChatGPT?
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But
just saying,
you know, when I was first starting on this show, one of the things that Carl and I loved were the stories of like that small town that gets a mayor as their dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm sorry, a dog as their mayor. I couldn't have said that worse.
Right.
I used to find those silly, charming, all
sure,
that
yeah.
kind of funny and everything. I'm starting to wonder if they're not onto something.
Yeah.
What would be the difference if we had a dog representing us right now?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the difference? A dog is going to work just as hard as we're working right now because they ain't working right now.
Yeah.
They ain't getting nothing done.
Yeah.
A dog at least is entertaining.
Right.
A dog you can pet.
You know what? That's and the pictures are better.
Yeah. A dog
but
is probably going to get more people to vote for
what
it.
We're listening, what we, the people, should be expecting from our politicians in this moment are comments about policy. Right? We are not talking about partisan disagreements. We are talking about policy. I want to hear exactly what it is that caused you to think this was the move that you should take. Whatever that move that you took was, I want to hear your reasoning and I want it to be policy, not partisanship. And that's the standard we need to expect. We set that standard, we vote accordingly, and things will change.
I want to get into this one a little closer to Thanksgiving, but I think coming up with some alternatives,
sure,
if you don't want to have turkey or you can't afford turkey or
it's not a bad
something
idea.
Like that, I think we'll get into that next month sometime.
Mm-hmm.
For now, we're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back and we got the top 10 Halloween activities we're going to take part in this month.
Yeah.
On the morning show.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The daggers.
Got it, count it, and a foul. John Blackwell is feeling it.
The exclamation points.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Good again! And that's 100 for the Wisconsin Badgers.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Winter for three straight on, straight in.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read a deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and breezy with west winds up to 25 for today. Some showers out there too. Highs only in the mid-40s. Showers looking likely for the overnight as temperatures drop into the upper 30s. More showers likely Wednesday and mid-40s. It's 42 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Does anybody else get Vince's Price's
like voice? Just it's gurgling in my brain right now.
All month. Mm-hmm. All month long it does. Man, that guy did a amazing. The voice of Halloween, Vincent Price.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things we're going to be doing this for this Halloween is certainly maybe listening to Vincent Price or checking something. Vincent Price did, one of the last things he did was the beginning, being the part of the beginning of Edward Scissorhands.
Sure.
And I usually watch that. I may not watch the whole movie, but I love that intro. It's a great intro. And
it's a solid movie.
It's it's a good one. Holds up. I think it holds up. A new poll looked at the top fall Halloween activities we will take part in this year.
All right.
We got the list here, and they are in chronological order. Laura, would you like start from 10 and up or start at 1?
Oh, 10 and up, obviously.
Right on, right.
Yeah.
At number 10, play a trick on someone. 17% will do that. They might.
Devil's Night, yeah.
That includes jump scares, Halloween props. A good friend of mine I stopped by at, he has a spider, one of those electronic spiders.
Oh, sure.
You knock on his front door and it comes down on you.
Right.
That got me. It got me. I didn't, like, I didn't do a jump, but it, like,
No, but you're like, yeah. I do that when there's a daddy long legs on my wall.
It's kind of fun, actually. Number 9, take a child trick-or-treating. 23% will
absolutely
do that. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. My dad and I have had this debate forever. I don't know what's better, getting the handout candy on Halloween or getting to walk with trick-or-treaters.
It's hard to tell.
Both great.
Both are great.
Number 8, wear a costume. Only 25% definitely plan to dress up. Another 13% might, they say.
Okay.
I gotta think that that's higher. I bet you, now do this Halloween Eve or Halloween Day.
Sure.
And I guarantee it's higher.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will, once they get around it and they see other people doing it, it gets infectious a little bit. Mm-hmm. And not a huge number of people. I just think that it'd go up a little bit. Attend a Halloween party. 26% will do that.
Sure.
Number 6, I love this. Visit a pumpkin patch. 27% will do that. That is one of those things that I came into much later in life, but God, do I love a pumpkin patch.
Could we alternatively say apple orchard? Because come on, guys.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know if I've been to an apple orchard, but I'd do
it. You know
it.
What? Double if it's both.
Yeah, right?
I want to go to there.
And our top 5 things that we are going to be doing this October. At number 5, carve a pumpkin. 30% will do that.
Sure.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's just fun. This is a fun one to do.
I haven't even bought any pumpkins. I've been so out of it this month. I am not paying attention.
I seem to remember, I think my whole childhood, that's how it was in our house, where it got to be like this time of October, and my mom and dad were like, oh, shoot, we haven't gotten a pumpkin.
That's exactly what's happening. Like, I'm looking at it like, oh, crap, I get paid on Friday. I better do all of the Halloween things now.
Well, and it's, you know, I mean, if you want the pumpkin to be fresh for Halloween, that's now's fair. A good time to be doing it anyway.
Yeah, so. That's true.
At number four, hand. Ooh, I was gonna. I just thought of something else too.
Okay, okay.
If you did carve a one already, and it's already dying, mm-hmm. you can carve a whole new one.
It's true. Maybe carve get yourself different. A second pumpkin. You've earned it.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fun, actually. Number four, hand out candy on Halloween. 39% definitely will. Another 11% maybe. Mm-hmm. My father and I are going back and forth on who is going to do it this
sure.
year. We'll see. We'll see.
We could take turns.
Yeah.
You could do shifts.
I mean, we could do that. We could do that. I don't know if we're capable of that, but we could technically do that. I don't know if we will. But it's funny. Like, this started out as a joking thing that my mom, mm-hmm. like, set up between the two of us
sure.
when I moved back and everything, and I started caregiving with them and all that. And it was kind of funny the first year. And then the second year got a little more serious.
Yep.
The third year got a little more serious. Now, she literally has to kind of, like, plan it. Like, okay, Jimmy, you did it last year. It's your father's turn. We need so much help. My family needs so much help. At number three, display Halloween decorations. 43% of us will do that.
All right, 43% of us.
Right on. I don't care if you just put a little pumpkin out. Like, yeah. That's cool. Do it.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the fun things about your you know, wherever you live, mm-hmm. apartment, house, whatever it is you have, is kind of doing
the
this
decorating.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You know, again, you don't have to go as crazy as my mother, but I think if you want to, go for it.
Do a little something. Make it a little special.
That's a fun one. At number two, consume pumpkin-flavored foods or drinks. 46% of us will do that.
I'm going to believe that they mean what they said, and they meant pumpkin-flavored, not pumpkin spice-flavored, and leave it at that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think so. At number one, watch a scary movie. 48% of us will do that.
Sure.
That is the number one thing we will do this month.
Sure.
I normally wouldn't say that that would be me, but I don't know if it counts. I watch Sleepy Hollow usually once every October.
I was going to ask, what are you going to watch?
Sleepy Hollow is the one that I like to go to, but obviously the Nightmare Before Christmas, I watch that one like crazy. There is a new horror movie out, Him, from Jordan Peele, that I've been really, really curious about.
Sure.
Maybe I'd watch that.
Yeah,
why not? I don't know. They're lost on me, though. The horror genre
mm-hmm.
might as well be Taylor Swift music, because it's just lost on me. It's not for me.
Yeah, I really can't get into horror that isn't campy. I just can't. It's got to be over the top and intentionally, you know.
Give me Llamageddon 2.
I want it corny. I want my horror so corny. That's what I want.
Sharknado.
Please.
You know, like, yes.
Santa Jaws for Christmas.
I mean, just, you know, there's some really fun ones there. There's some really fun events going on in their area, too, that we thought we'd just improvising here a little bit, but I thought we could touch on some of these Halloween events going on in their area. And one of them I wanted to mention, and I've been meaning to mention, I've only been able to once or twice, the Wisconsin Rapids area has their best Christmas ever 5K fun run walk coming up October 25th. 9:30 day of registration, 10 a.m. the event will begin. This event is going to be started over with our friends at Up North Brewing Company. This is a fun event, and it's for a great cause. Best Christmas Ever serves families who have fallen upon hard times, though no fault of their own, by partnering with local leaders and businesses to help. They do a great job with this one, so you get a run in at a great time of year to be running. And you get to help out a local establishment. Find out more, everybody, about that event and register. You can... Try to see. They got a QR code to register, and I was just debating how
is
do
there
I,
a website?
Yeah, I'm not seeing one. Up North Brewing, I believe you go to Edward Jones. You can go to their websites to find out more.
Yep.
Be sure to go
Absolutely.
To their Facebook pages as well.
Mm-hmm. There is going to be a community blood center blood drive. It is going on in just a few minutes at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids at the former East Junior High School from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They will be having this blood drive, so you can head on over to communityblood.org for more information on that, or just head on over there.
Yeah, and just the Halloween event, Laura. Yeah, that's right.
Sure. There is going to be a trunk-or-treat event on October 26th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in front of the municipal building in the village of Port Edwards. Again, that is on Sunday, October 26th from 3 to 5 p.m. in Port Edwards.
I love Trunk or Treats. I love those ones.
I love them.
Our great friends at the Rafters were with us on last Friday's Playmakers. Got to talk to some of the new front office and everything and talk about their fall festival celebration coming up October 25th from 11 to 3. Join them to celebrate the feelings of fall. We're going to have a petting zoo, brats and beverages, vendors, pumpkin painting, trunk viewing, candy and treats, all at a legendary Witter Field, 521 Lincoln Street, right here in Rapids. Help our friends over at the Rafters celebrate fall. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, excuse to get over to the ballpark. That's a fun event. Looking forward to that.
And then the Silver Foxes are on the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater main stage on October 23rd at 2 p.m. and October 24th at 7 p.m. That is, again, at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater Auditorium. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org.
Buy local, support local, support the arts, everybody.
Yeah.
And if you have a Halloween event, if you're a nonprofit and you're hosting a Halloween activity or event this month and you want to let us know about it, we can let the audience know about
it.
Hit us up. You can email us info@wfhr.com or give our front desk a call and you can talk to Pam at 424-1300. That's 715-424-1300. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, we're open 9 to 5. If you want to talk with Pam, please get that to us. And just one other really quick note that I wanted to mention here, station-wise, I should say. Our office may have abbreviated hours due to Pam being out of the office today, or this afternoon.
She has an appointment.
If someone needs to come by, too bad. No, I'm joking. call ahead, everybody. Just call ahead and just make sure somebody's here. Mm-hmm. If you don't get an answer or something, we'll be back in the store. You know,
in the studio the next day. Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you, everybody, working with us on that one.
Absolutely.
And shout out to the hardest working woman in radio, Pam. And
that's Pam.
All that she does around here, we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Laura and I got nothing but fun stuff lined up for you in the next hour.
We're getting
some entertainment news. We're talking Stranger Things, Sigourney Weaver, and we have the best witch movies of all time.
Awesome.
But this is their survey. I want everybody else's. What's the best witch movie of all time?
Put your witch hats on. Figure out your favorite witch movies.
You can give us more than one.
Text them in.
Yes, yes. Yeah, feel free
to
do that
as well. Using the Civic Media app.
Yeah. We'll be back with more.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Vance arrived in Israel today to help shore up the fragile ceasefire with Hamas. Correspondent Holly Williams.
Before he left for Israel, the vice president said that bumps in the road to peace were expected. He said, quote, there are going to be fits and starts. Hamas is going to fire on Israel. Israel's going to have to respond, of course.
President Trump's just posted to Truth Social, allied Middle East nations are prepared to send troops into Gaza to, quote, straighten out Hamas. If needed. CBS News has seen court documents showing a pardoned January 6th rioter had plans to do harm to a top Democrat. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He's accused of texting messages that he threatened to kill House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries at a Monday New York City event at which Jeffries was appearing.
Shutdown drags on. Nancy Cordes.
As we head into week 4 of this shutdown, President Trump is set to meet with